When you boil it all down, the reason that God sent us his Son is to save us from the unthinkable consequences of our sin. And in Christ, our forgiveness is so utterly complete that it almost defies comprehension. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. There are so many different things that seem so important to us, things that clutter our world, and forgiveness ain't one of them. You don't hear people talk much about forgiveness anymore these days as something that's an important element to our emotional well-being, do you? And yet for God, our need for forgiveness lies at the very centre of who he is. He sees us stumbling off in the wrong direction, piercing ourselves with many pains, and his heart aches for us. Just stop and think about that. When you and I blunder off and do something stupid that ends up hurting us, deep down, the heart of God aches for us, for you and for me. Now, by rights, he should just let us go. I mean, it's our own stupid fault most of the time as we suffer the consequences of our, well, let's call it what it is, our sin. That's what he should do. But instead, he sends us his son Jesus to, well, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, to tell good news to the poor and to comfort those who are sad. He sent me to tell the captives and prisoners that they've been set free. He sent me to announce that the time has come for the Lord to show his kindness when our God will also punish evil people. He has sent me to comfort those who are sad. You see, instead, he sends us Jesus so that you and I could experience comfort and forgiveness for all eternity. Astounding. That's God's word, fresh for you today. So many people believe in Jesus, but the magnitude of this act of forgiveness that we call Easter hasn't yet overwhelmed their hearts. But when it does, life can never be the same. That's what our latest life application booklet, The Shocking Truth About You, Me and Barabbas, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.